Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson, hosting whatever Wednesday from my home here in Idaho with my co-host Lisa Diamond in Florida. Today's topic is going to be advertising, marketing, and social media, that Lisa's going to lead that discussion. Before we get into that, though, there are a couple announcements. We have a global promotion to become a distributor for a much reduced fee until the end of May 31st. That's $144 in the United States, $192 Canadian. And it includes, of course, an online academy and your two websites, your back office and your online store for a year. So it's an incredible savings in the United States of close to $250. You know, we encourage people to take advantage of that. Also, we have a Beamer National call tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, beamermeetings.com. is the website that you want to go to get to that link. And our fellow manager and academy director up in Canada, Nancy Pellegrini, is celebrating a birthday today. So I just want to do a shout out to Nancy. Also, last week I brought up using a pulse oximeter, and I was just intending that to be completely anecdotal. It's kind of fun to use one before and after a Beamer session, but I did misspeak, and Mark Gilowitz pointed out to me that I had said something about the pulse oximeter measuring the amount of oxygen, and it does not do that. It measures oxygen saturation, the fraction of oxygen saturated hemoglobin relative to total hemoglobin. That's what it does, and there's no scientific correlation necessarily between using a pulse oximeter and Beamering. I wanted to emphasize that. It's just sometimes fun to do. That's the only thing I wanted to emphasize. And at this time, I'd like to bring my co-host on, Lisa. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, everybody, and happy Wednesday. I'm doing great, David. Thank you. So today's topic, as we're gearing up to relaunch the Beamer, or launch, actually not relaunch, we're launching the Beamer Pro Set Go, and people have some time. There's, still some states that are on, stay-at-home orders. Fortunately, in Florida, we are allowed to move out and about, and I opened my fitness studio over the last couple of weeks, so that has been exciting, and I'm happy to report that people that do sessions in my studio definitely noticed that they were not on Beamer. So it's been a great opportunity to bring them up to date on what is going on with Beamer in the Class 2, and we're releasing a new product and the $2,000 price cut, and so it's been fun to test that all out, and the response has been great. So I definitely encourage everybody to be using that as, a positive that we're a Class 2 and that we're launching a new product under that Class 2 distinction. So with that, I'm going to talk a little bit about marketing and advertising, social media, and all of that. And part of what I am using to do this presentation is our policies and procedures, because we want to make sure that we are doing everything compliant. Right now, the FDA, the FTC, the FCC, you know, they're cracking down on, a lot of medical information out there. So we want to make sure that we're not making claims. We want to always tell people that we don't treat, diagnose, or cure anything. And, you know, that Beamer does what it does. It's helping to improve microcirculation. And so we want to make sure that we're always doing that in all of our presentation, whether it's in person, whether it's through an email, whether it's on a social media site like Facebook or Instagram. So the first thing I want to talk about are marketing materials. Beamer, way different than when David and I started, we were creating our own. There were no flyers. But in your back office, under your distributor library, there are lots of options now. There are editable options. They just put up a new one for the new promotion that's going on right now to bring on team members for 144. And that is a compliant marketing material. So, feel free to use that, whether it's through email or a social media post, to bring, awareness to what you do and what your business is. And to create curiosity for people to take a look. And especially now, people out of work and kind of trying to figure out what their next step is and where they're going to go. People, I think, in this time are going to be looking for opportunities. So we want to be there for them if we are able to. So if you have a piece of marketing print material that you want to create your own, it is important that you send that to compliance to be approved. You do not want to start passing stuff out that has not gone through Beamer compliance. They respond relatively quickly. You just attach a copy of the PDF that you want to use or that you've created yourself, and they will respond back saying, yes, that is compliant, go ahead and use it, or they'll suggest changes that need to be made to make that compliant. So, always best to use the ones that they give us because we know that those work. And then email promotion. So one of the things you want to make sure of, and this is not just a Beamer policy and procedure, but it's also FTC and FCC, you don't want to be sending out mass emails. You don't want to buy an email list and just start mass emailing people. You want to make sure that you're emailing to those that you have an established relationship with. And if you have not done so, you might want to go into your back office and create two email lists. One, people that just bought a Beamer from you are not doing the business. And also a distributor email list. And depending on what email server you use, whether it's Outlook, I personally use MailChimp because you can create really nice kind of newsletter looking emails. And, take like any day of the week right now, they all seem kind of like Saturday and Sunday to some people, right? So, but, on a Saturday or a Sunday, sit down and come up with 12 topics related to Beamer and literally create 12 email blasts. They don't have to be long. You don't have to write a lot of stuff in them. Some suggestions, the subject line is, Beamer in sports, and maybe you talk about the importance of sleep, and maybe you talk about brain health, maybe you talk about stress, heart health, but come up just little bullet points, just come up with 12 of them that energy levels, that Beamer benefits, And then around that, create just a little email blurb just to stay top of mind to your customers. So you're not bombarding them once a month. You're sending them a little did you know type of newsletter. And that way when their friends say, you know, wow, you seem to have a lot of energy. What do you do? Beamer's going to be at the top of their mind. And so, you know, use that. If you're looking for maybe photos to use, a good resource is Beamer Group USA on Facebook and Beamer Group USA on Instagram. These are posts that have been done by the corporate office, obviously very compliant. And, you know, we're allowed to use those images and share that. So, you know, the stuff is there. You just need to pull it all together to create, you know, a nice email for your customers. Same thing with distributors. You know, maybe you do a monthly training with your distributors, or maybe you don't. Maybe you want to start doing that. Maybe it's, you know, just kind of like a touch base with everybody and keep everybody in the loop about what's going on. You know, not everybody gets on the national calls, you know, but maybe there's some information that's going to spark their interest and have them get restarted again. I've had many distributors go gangbusters, and then I get a phone call and they're like, oh my gosh, like so-and-so just came back into my life and they need a Beamer. And so you never know when you can restart that business again. And then social media. So on social media, I'm going to talk about this from kind of two angles. And I don't take what I'm giving you right now as the gospel. I'm getting this off of our policies and procedures for Beamer. But everybody, if you have not read them, you really should go in and read them so that you understand how to be compliant on social media. We are allowed to post on social media. It just has to be very compliant. And, you know, again, using Beamer corporate posts and, you know, liking those pages, following those pages, and then sharing what they post gives you instant content for your site that you don't have to think about or you don't have to create. So I would definitely start using those and maybe just start with that. The other thing is, you know, create kind of a content calendar. So every day you're not going, oh my gosh, what should I post today? What should I post today? Create a content calendar and make that calendar, you know, Monday through Sunday. And you want to not just be about Beamer. You also want to share with people, you know, your lifestyle stuff. You know, like David loves skiing. So, you know, he posts, you know, out skiing today. And you don't even need to tie that back into Beamer. You know, I took my daughters on an unbelievable trip to Italy a couple of years ago. Actually, it was 2 years ago today. That was made possible by Beamer because of the additional income I was able to make with Beamer. So, you know, people see that and, you know, they're like, wow, how'd she get to go to Italy? Well, and I sold a few Beamers. So, you know, people want to see the lifestyle stuff as well. So similar to how you would do an email campaign, doing all 12 months at a time, do a month at a time and make it consistent. So maybe, so like for my studio, on Mondays, it's always a motivation thing. On Tuesdays, it's testimonials, whether it's written or videotape. On Wednesdays, I always do, I call it vibes. It's video vibrations. It's just like a little clip of like exercises that we do on the vibration. Thursday's about nutrition. Friday is usually just something funny, whether it's about, you know, workout, health, or whatever. I usually do kind of a revive, restore, relax yourself thing on Saturday. And then on Sunday, I always share something that, I don't know if you're on social media and you're kind of scrolling through and you see articles, you have the ability to share those to a file. And so I'm always saving. And then on Sundays, I share from some other site. And when you're sharing from someone else's site and they see that you've shared, they are likely to start following you as well. And, you know, they may share your stuff. So that's a way to kind of increase your traffic and followers organically is, you know, sharing other people's stuff, and they see that you're sharing it and they'll start sharing some of your stuff. And, Instagram and Facebook are intertwined. I personally believe you should be posting one type of content on Facebook and something a little different on Instagram. You know, maybe you have a certain look on Instagram. I mean, I could go on about this stuff all day, but you want to mix it up. You want to have a little bit of humor in there. You want to have motivation. You definitely want to promote what you're doing, and you want to talk about Beamer, but it's not every single day. An engagement post, something where it makes people respond to you because you want engagement on your post. You want to create curiosity. So, you know how Beamer on Instagram, you know, they're photos, and you're like, wow, what's that guy doing laying on the couch with this strap on his back? And it makes them want to look and see what it is and read the caption. And so you want to make your captions their curiosity so that people respond and say, hey, well, what is that? And sometimes I talk about Beamer without even saying Beamer. I just say I use a medical device and this is what it's done for me. And I get questions and private messages. Well, what's the name of that device? And then I say, can I send you something? So, you know, there's a way to do it and stay compliant. I highly recommend that you read the policies and procedures before you start doing this. And if, you know, you have any questions about a post or something that you want to talk about, that's what compliance is there for. And they're there for us to help keep us compliant. So definitely use them. And then, David, I just want to finish with reading a, it's a long quote. it's more like a little story. But it's something that sits on my desk, and I just picked it up to hold down a stack of papers that was blowing in the breeze. And I was like, you know what? I need to read that. So sometimes you see this quote, and it's has the author as unknown, and sometimes it has the author as Goethe, and that's G-O-E-T-H-E. But it's been around for a long time, and it starts off with, until one is committed, there is hesitancy. The chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and endless plans. That one truth, that moment that one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from that decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamed would have come his way. Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. And the whole point behind this is when you have an idea, do something with it. Make the commitment, send the email, make the commitment, post something on Facebook, post something on Instagram, and all sorts of things will start happening for you. So, David, I'm going to turn it back over to you. If anybody has any questions, now would be time to hit one to get into the queue. And it is whatever Wednesday, so it does not have to be a question about what I talked about today. It can be a question about anything Beamer related. David?
Thanks, Lisa. That was awesome. The people that are having the most success with social media, they're very subtle. about it. It can definitely backfire, and we just have to, when we become involved with Beamer, we get sometimes very evangelistic in the beginning of our experience because we're witnessing such great experiences and we're personally having such a great experience. And so when we're using social media, you know, as Lisa pointed out, we've got to be very careful not to just be Beamer, Beamer, Beamer all the time, because people will start rolling their eyes at us. So less is more when it comes to promoting Beamer on social media. Thank you, Lisa. That was great. We do have several people in the queue. So we'll start with area code 386405. 386405, you're live on Blog Talk.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I just wanted to double check, who are the hosts that are speaking again today? It's David, Sage, and Lisa.
So who are we speaking with?
I'm sorry, this is Mary Knight. I love being a Beamer distributor, and I'm so happy to be on the call. I really wanted to just give some positive feedback as well. Thank you, Lisa, for everything that you shared. It was incredibly helpful and personal to what I needed to hear. And I was just really hoping to maybe possibly follow you on social media. Of course, respect you know, all your decisions with business and everything. It's just, I appreciate the inspiration.
Yeah. So it's Lisa Diamond. It's D-I-M-O-N-D.
Thank you.
And you can follow me on Facebook. And then when you're on my Facebook page, you can see what my Instagram and my my business page is for my fitness studio.
Thank you.
And it's David Olson, not David Sage, that's on today.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you,
that's
David
okay.
Olson.
Where do you live, Mary?
So I'm in Sanford. So I am in Florida, and it is pretty crazy. Florida's wide open now. Kind of interesting, yeah. But thank you, Lisa. I see you here.
Awesome.
Thanks
for
Mary
calling
for
in.
Calling in. Area code 757-374, 757-374, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Audra from Virginia Beach. Can you hear me?
Hi, Audra, yes.
Hi, so thank you, David and Lisa, for hosting Blog Talk today. It's been very inspirational and very educational as well. My question, Lisa, you had mentioned when you were talking about creating two different email lists, you mentioned that you use something else that creates a newsletter for you, but I didn't catch the name of what you use.
Yeah, I personally use MailChimp, which is an email server, and there is a free version of it. It allows you to send X number, I forget what the entry-level number of emails per month is, but I have a couple of businesses, so I do have a paid subscription. But even with the free subscription, it gives you newsletter templates that
okay.
that you can use, and it's very user friendly, and you can load in your contacts so that you can have separate groups. You can have your distributor group, and you can have your customer group.
That's great. Thank you. And I'm sorry, can you just for me? I'm not catching the name.
Yeah, that's okay. It's Mail, M-A-I-L, Chimp, like chimpanzee.
Okay, I thought that's what you said, but I wasn't 100% sure. That's excellent. Thank you so much for sharing all this information. I greatly appreciate it.
Yep, my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Audra. We encourage people to press 1 on their phone. If you have any question Beamer-related today, today is Whatever Wednesday, and we'd gladly try to answer anything. Area code 407-421-407-421. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Denise from Orlando. And on on Monday night's regional call, they had said that being now bumped up to, or now we're having the class 2, that the B-Box was having to be reconfigured. Then later on in the call, when somebody asked a question as far as the B-Box, Rick said that the B-Box is exactly the same as it was before. So I'm a little confused.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lisa.
I was on that call. The B-Box is not being reconfigured. It is exactly the same. So if somebody orders a Go set, their B-Box is going to look and function, have all the functions on it. They will not be able to use the red light, and they will not be able to use the sleep program. But they will be there as those products get reclassified and reintroduced into our product line.
Okay, because the two statements just confused me, so I was unsure.
I think it was said in a weird. I know what you're talking about, and I don't think it was intended to say that it was being reconfigured. It's not, and that's why Rick clarified it later in the call.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And thank you for all you guys do. And Lisa, let me ask you one more question, because I would also like to follow you on Facebook. It's just Lisa Diamond?
Correct. It's a D-I-M-O-N-D. There's no A.
D-I-M-O-N-D. Okay, because I just tried to pull it up, and there's like six of them. Okay. Thank you so much, and I do appreciate everything you all do.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
Thanks, Denise. We have nobody in the queue at the moment. Please dial 1 if you have any questions. And we're happy to answer them. God, I'm always so curious. Is this area code 111, prefix 111, suffix 11111? Who is this? Calls in every single week. Back to the B-Box. There have been academies and some marketing materials where we've seen a rendering or a digitized picture of the B-Box that does not show the yellow or the red icons for light. But it is the exact same box, because we are definitely going to have the B-Body and the B-Light back in the United States. So same product. And we have no more callers, and we don't need to go till 10:45 if people want to get back to their wonderful Wednesday. We can do that. Here we go. One more caller, 386-334, 386-334. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Wanda Henson in Daytona Beach. And the caller that was just asking about the reconfiguration, I think the confusion there is when you're using the pad that you need to change the setting to low.
Depending on what you are trying to achieve, yes. So if you're trying to best duplicate the B body and doing the basic plan twice a day, once on the spine, once between the legs, we would move the arrow to the low setting, and it best approximates what the B body does. That's correct. But if you're doing local applications and trying to work on some discomfort in your knee or something, you want to move it back to the high position.
Right. And I think that was where she was confused. I'm sorry.
And remember, the high-low setting has no impact whatsoever on the B spot. The B spot is always high, no matter what the arrow says.
All of this is good information, and this is a good forum to be able to get this information.
Good. Thanks for calling in, Linda.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Area code 704-502, 704-502. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Cindy, and I am an older generation, and I don't really know much about social media. What would be the best way? Would I take classes on social media at a community college, or is there something on YouTube that I would explain? Can you give me any pointers?
Yes. Tell me your name again.
Cindy.
Cindy. Cindy, are you on Facebook? Do you have a Facebook account?
I have just gotten on Facebook. I don't understand it that much.
Okay.
but I'm trying.
Okay, that's all right. You do, so, you know, YouTube is a great resource to go on and just search on YouTube, you know, introduction to Facebook or Facebook basics or something like that. There's plenty of social media content people out there that put up, you know, free content to learn how to do stuff. I would just be wary if they ask you for your credit card. Don't sign up for anything because you can get that information all for free.
Okay.
But that's where I would start.
I will try YouTube.
Okay. And then you might want to also, since you just started on Facebook, if you have family and friends, do you know how to add people? Do you know how to add friends to your account so they can see your account?
Yes, I've done that, and I wanted to get going with some horse stuff, so I added people who have pictures of horses.
So since you're just starting, I'm just going to recommend that you only add people that you really know, because anybody can be anybody on social media. So you want to stick with, when you're first starting out, just to be safe, you want to just stick with people that you know or
Too
friends
late.
Of friends.
Too late.
Okay.
That's
okay.
I'm going to go to YouTube and see what I find there.
Okay.
And
all right.
Do they give courses in social media at colleges?
I believe they probably do. There are probably community colleges that do. If you have an Apple store near you, I think they have free classes at the Apple store on different social media platforms.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
Cindy.
Have a great day.
Cindy, can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
How old are you?
Yeah. I just had my birthday last week. Anyway, I'm 79.
Well, I applaud you for wanting to learn new things. I just think it's so awesome. And do you have any grandchildren that you're close with?
Yeah. No, I have a daughter, and she's less literate computer-wise than I do.
I understand.
I don't have – my family is sparse and far-flung. So I get little pieces here and there. But I really
need
to do something because – pardon? Go ahead.
Oh, I just think Lisa's recommendation on getting on YouTube would be a great idea for you.
Okay. I will try that. And I'll let you know how it works.
Please do, Cindy. Thanks so much for calling in. Sweetheart. Area code 910-528. 910-528. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, you all. This is Jane in Lexington, Kentucky. So,
hi, Jane.
Hi, you all. This is very helpful. I want to make sure I heard this correctly, Lisa. Said, I've been staying away. I've never connected my name with Beamer on social media. I had the idea that we were not supposed to do that. However, did I hear you say, Lisa, that you could post how you're using the Beamer or maybe a photo? For me, it would be a horse most of the time or myself on it. That we can post that on Facebook. I will read policies and procedure, even though
that was going to be my first literature. Yes, that was going to be my first suggestion. Go into the distributor library, go into policies and procedures,
under section number 7, advertising
and
promotion.
Answered. Okay.
Yeah, so yes, you can post a picture of you beaming your horse. Yes, you can post a picture of you on your horse. You want to just make sure that
I've got plenty of pictures of me with my horse. I didn't know that I could connect my name to Beamer on social media.
Of course you can. So, you just have to identify yourself as an independent Beamer distributor, and you will be compliant.
That's awesome. Can I just throw out that the quote is Goethe, G-O-E-T-H-E, Johann Wolfgang Goethe. He's a very famous dramatist, scientist, everything, long gone to this world, and he's famous for writing Faust. And you'll probably see lots of quotes from him, he's very famous. So there'll probably be a lot of people out there that know him, but not as Goethe. It's Goethe. Kind of German,
yes.
Kind of hard to pronounce, I have to
admit. Yes, I know.
But
and today
I
is the day,
quote,
so that's kind of crazy that I read that quote. Awesome.
That's
thanks for sharing.
Very crazy and wonderful. So you get a literature nut here. Yeah. Thank you, you all. You guys, and you're so patient and so lovely, and yay for Cindy. I agree. Those of us of other generations would much rather see people and speak with them than do all this stuff that we must do. And I had to pick it up because I had a book come out in 2010. So I did all of the Hootsuite and the website and the everything, and now have just moved basically to Facebook, which I really enjoy. And I'm going to, Cindy, if you're still there, what can really be fun about Facebook is finding old friends you haven't seen in quite a while, hooking up with people, and communicating with them a little bit on Facebook, and you'll gather all sorts of news, and then get rid of the jerks. You know, if you've got one of those, just get rid of them and stick with the like-hearted people, and you'll have a great time with it. Thank you all very much.
Thanks, Jane. Area code 801-633-801-633. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi there. This is Janine from Salt Lake City. And David, you said something interesting that I wanted to see if you would clarify. You said with the B-pad, it doesn't matter what the intensity is. It's high or low. It's always, and that was different than what I've.
No.
And
no, what I said was the B-spot is always hot no matter what the arrow says.
Okay, great. You know what? It's you said the B-spot, and in my brain, I was thinking of, you know, what's available now are going to be the B-pad. Okay. All right.
The B-pad
that,
and B-spot are coming.
Right. So the B-pad, when you're using it as opposed to using the B-body, you turn that, what intensity do you put that one on?
Well, you go to the settings button, set in the bottom right of the homepage,
uh-huh.
and see the high or low setting, an up arrow
right.
or a down arrow, and you would push
right.
it so it down to low.
On the low arrow. So you're using it as the B body, the B pad you're using in place of the B body on the low setting.
Correct.
Okay. And then when you're using it for everything else, wrap it around your feet, your shoulders, you go ahead and put it back up to the high intensity?
Correct.
All right. Thanks a million.
You're
great
welcome.
Call.
Thanks for calling. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Area code 859-588, 859-588. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Claudia in Lexington. I just wanted to say hello and also ask a question. Are we no longer to use the B-body if people are used to using it with us? Is it better just to go straight to the B-pad?
Well, this is my take on
it.
Mm-hmm. For people that are accustomed to using it, that have been coming into my home and doing sessions,
mm-hmm.
I'll still use
mm-hmm.
it. However,
okay.
as I go out and go forward in marketing to new people,
mm-hmm.
I'll be just promoting the B pad down the spine and between the legs, following the basic
okay.
setting that way, and promoting the go set as it is.
Okay. Is it necessary to buy both sets if you already have the one?
No. In fact, I took a rental unit to somebody this weekend, and I did my best to duplicate the Go set and provide a backpack. I mean, the big distinction with the Go set is that it's going to come with a Beamer logoed backpack, and for the first 30 days, a lithium battery.
Okay, I just purchased the battery, so that's good, and I have a neat little backpack, so that'll be a big help because I'm still paying on my first one, so that's one reason I was asking. Okay, thank you so much. Enjoy the call.
Thanks for calling
bye.
In. And we have somebody who called in previously that came back into the queue. Perhaps they have another question. 386-405. 386-405, do you have another question?
Hi, thank you so much. I just wanted to, you know, say I don't mind helping Cindy. I don't know if Cindy's still on the call, but Cindy, I'm Mary Knight, and I would be happy to help you since you don't have a young person in your life to help you with that technology. I've been very involved, and I can do, like, you know, sessions with you if you want, like an hour a day. I don't know how helpful that'll be, but maybe if you accumulate your questions, just wanted to offer that. My phone number, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there, is 386-405-0670. Again, that's 386-405-0670. And my name is Mary Knight. Thank you so much. Hope you have a great day.
We have such incredible people on this call.
I was just going to say, that is the best thing about Beamer right there, other than the great medical device, the community. And Mary, thank you, because that just validates this community. So that's awesome.
We have time for another call. 541-968-541-968. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Sharon from Sile, Oregon. And I have a quick question. Will we be able to buy an additional B pad so that we could give sessions to people by doing their back and one between their legs at the same time?
Well, we will be able to buy an additional B pad. Let's leave it at that. Yes, for sure.
Okay, thanks.
You bet. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in on this Wednesday. Go make it a great day, and please tune in to tonight's call at 9 p.m. Eastern Time by going to beamermeetings.com. Lisa, anything else from you?
No, I'm just going to throw one little tip out there. My favorite platform to create images and pictures and quotes and stuff, it's called Canva. It's canva.com. Canva.com. They also have a free entry level to go into, and it's fun to create posts and all kinds of different stuff. So that'll help with creativity and your social media marketing. Make it a great Wednesday.
Thanks, Lisa. Bye-bye, everyone.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that's so deaf to your health.